Samech something. I don't have much of a voice tonight, although it's better than this morning, I think, but excuse me, please. We are on Daf Samech Talud, Samech Hem Beis, I believe. Yes, Samech Hem Beis at the top. Okay, Samech Hey. 130. Okay, we are at Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel Amar. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel said, Abba, my father, whose name obviously was Yecheskel, Vavarech Ayriyas Gushar Mega Bracha on rain, Yiskadal, Yiskadash, Yisbarach, Yisromam, Shimcha, Makenu, Akol Tipa, Vitipa. Very interesting, of course, because it's the same Nisuch as Kaddish. On each and every drop shot, Morid Lana, which you give to us, you cause to go to come down to us. Sha'at, now interesting, what he would thank Hashem for. Shat Mamnion Zumizu, you prevent one from running into the other. In other words, they come down gradually. They don't come down all once, because then you get cascades and terrible destruction would ensue, right? Ki, and we learn this from Apostle Ki Yigra Nitfe Mayim, God will detract from the flow of the water. Kedena Marta, we know that Yigra is to detract. Like it says, V'nigra me'erkech, you detract from the value of things which are sanctified to Hektish. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, V'lo o nali this, el shmeridim b'rmido, God brings down the rain in a measured fashion, not all flashing down in buckets, so to speak. Shemet says, U'mayim tike b'rmido, God measures the rain with a measure. Rabbi Yossi bar Yaakov Salak Mibakra Rabbi Yehuda Magdalaya. Rabbi Yossi bar Yaakov went to visit Rabbi Yehuda, who lived in the city of Magdalaya. At the Havas Tamar, while he was still there, Nachas Mitra, rain came down, Bishama Kole, and he heard Rabbi Yehuda saying the following bracha. Omar, he was saying, Elef Alfin, thousands upon thousands, Varibe Rivavon, and tens of thousands upon tens of thousands, Chayavim Lehodos Shimcha Makeda, we are required to thank you, your name, our God, our Kol Tipa V'Tipa, on each and every drop, Shat Morid Lono, that you give, each and every drop that you bring down to us, Shat Gomel Tovachayim, that every act of bringing down rain is an act of kindness to us who are undeserving, which is similar to Birchas HaGoyma. Amarlei, he said, how do you know to make such a bracha? Amarlei, so he said, Rabbi Simon, this is a bracha that Rabbi Simon used to make when rain used to fall. V'kamek shomim yerdu. We said in the book, on Amud Aleph, that how much rain has to fall in order to be considered to be a revia. The first rain has to be enough to make the ground fertilized. So how much rain is that? Has to be enough rain to fill a vessel. Obviously, that's some sort of graduated cylinder with which they used to measure the rain. A graduated cylinder which held three tvachim, divi Rabbi Meir, which is a lot of rain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not that much. Bitchila tefach, the first rain of the season has to have a tefach. Uvishniya shnei tefachim, the second rain of the season has to be two tefachim. Uvishlish is in the third rain of the season, three tefachim. So it's gradual, it builds up over time. Taner Shimon Loz Omer, Ein l'chatipa yori milamala. You do not have a drop of water which comes down from on high. Sheina oretz male kenegdo shnei tefachim, where the land does not rise up to greet it by two tefachim. Which I believe means that the water table comes up as rain comes down from the heavens. So therefore, the waters underneath the earth rise in proportion to much greater portion than the rain we see coming down. But if one sees a drop coming down, that really means that the water table rises by a significant amount more. Okay? Says more my time. Oh, where do we see the? What's the puzzle which teaches us this? Tahom el tahom kore, the deep calls to the deep. The kol tirecha to the voice of your pipes. So when the rain is piped down, so the deep meaning the heavens, which are profound, call to the deep meaning the water table underneath the ground, and they come towards each other. Amar Rabbi Levi said, Hamayim el yoinim v'scharim, the waters on high are male, v'tachtoyin nekevas, and the waters down below are female. In other words, the waters on high, the ones which cause the ones down below to respond in kind. Matam, a pasuk teaches this, Tiftach Oretz, open up the land. Can the Kevazos, like a woman, she posachas, when they have relations, who opens up, so to speak, Lifnei HaZachar, before the male. V'yifru Yasha, and then when the rain comes down, there increases salvation, Zupiria V'rivya. This is multiplying and being fertile. In other words, that the rain, the water table grows in a great proportion. When rain goes down, it's as if there's a period of a rivia, as if there's a procreation going on. And righteousness will grow together. Again, where the water comes from the high, and the water also rises from the bottom. Because I am the God who created, I created for this purpose, in order that the world should be properly correct and civilized and run the right way. Rabbi Acha Tana. Rabbi Acha said, Tana lo b'shem Rishim and Gamliel, again along the long, so say, along the same lines. V'lamani krashmo revia, why are the rains called revia? She rova saritz. Revia is one of the languages in Torah which is a euphemism for sexual relations. So therefore the water has relations with the earth, meaning that it causes the water table again to rise and become more fruitful. And also, I guess, also it causes the earth to grow as well, you know, that things grow out of the land as a result of the rain coming down. Okay, we're on the second wide line on Daf Samechema base. Third wide line. Rechina bar Yaka. B'shem Rabbi Yehuda said, Shor Sheikhita, Bokim Barat Chamishimamo, the roots of the wheat plant go into the land 50 amos deep. Shor Sheikhita, Rakim, even the soft roots of a fig tree, Bokim Batsur, they crack open rocks. Taner Shor Lazomer, we have a problem that we say that the earth does not drink in the waters except on the very top level. In other words, the waters don't go deep into the ground. If that's the case, it came Maz Yasu Shorshe Charuv, Mayasu Shorshe Shikma. What do the roots of the carob or the sycamore tree do, which go deep into the ground? Where are they going to get their waters from? So it says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Chanina, Achas L'Shleshim Yom, once every 30 days, Tehom Oleh Mashkel, so the deep comes up, the water table rises and causes them to have what to drink. My time, oh, what is the puzzle teaches us this? Ani Hashem no try, I am God who safe keeps it. Le goyim, at moments, in other words, goyim meaning once every month, a moment of the month, Ashkena, I will give them water to drink. So I guess I'm not sure exactly how we learned this according to our modern understanding of scientific phenomena, but I assume that it means that the water table is not necessarily up to the deepest roots, up to the roots of the trees all the time. It rises and falls from month to month, depending, I guess, on tidal conditions. I'm just guessing. And depending on rainfall, et cetera, et cetera. But there's enough rise in the water table at regular intervals to provide trees with enough water for nourishment.
How do we know that as 30 days?
We don't know it for sure. We just mean that we know it's a moment which returns, you know, from time to time. So we don't know once every 30 days. It's just, you know, a customary shear of regularity in the Gemara. But is it exactly that? I can't tell you for sure. Rabbi Zira said, getting back to the original topic, which is brachis, Tani Taman, we learned over there, Ra Zobom, if you see that cheap prices are coming to the world, Ra Vesova Balom, it says satisfaction is coming to the world, Nar Maspik Medina, you see that the river will have enough water to irrigate the country, Oimer Baruch HaTavimet, you say, blessed is God who is good and does good. Armulo Meis Aviv, if your father dies, Rachmana Litzlan, Omer, you say, Baruch Tanemis, blessed is the just judge. Meis Farisho, if your father dies, but leaves you large inheritance, then you make Tanemis, but you also make Hatova Meitiv. God has given you good resources, and you will be able to use them as well. Sure we do. Absolutely. Yes. Make a Baruch Hatova Meitiv. Absolutely, definitely. Okay? After you pay the estate taxes. Vana Vais Chadash. Vikana Kelin Chadashim. you buy a new house, and you you build a new house, or you buy new vessels. Army say baruch shegiyar lezman hazeh. Bevarach al ra mein atov. You make a baruch on bad things, dynamis, even if good will come of them. In other words, the case we had before perhaps is. Actually, Pnei Moshe brings down another case here. Pnei Moshe says a case where right now you suffered a tremendous flood. Even though you'll have better crops next year as a result because of all the rich sediment which is now lying under your field, this year it's bad. So this year make a dynamis, even though next year it'll be good for you. Right now it's bad. So if a bad thing happens, even though a good thing will spring from it, you make a dynamis. And vice versa, if you have a toyva main ra, if you have a bad thing from which bad will spring, such as you got a large gift, but the government will find out and throw you in jail for it. So in that case, you make a dynamis now, even though tova meitiv, even though later you might have to make a dynamis on it. Okay. Vatzorik l'shavar, if one davens about something which already has occurred, harezit filashav. This is what's a good translation? Irrelevant, but what? Prayer in vain, right? Prayer in vain. Ketzer. What's an example? So ishtu mevaris, if your wife was pregnant, vormen you say, oh, yichotzer shetel ishti zacher, may it be a male? I raise it filashah because it's after the fact. You came down the highway, v'shama kotzer zacher, but you're shouting in the city. Vomen, you say, you're at social yebisok base, you say, may it be God's will, it's not in my house. I raise it for shoves of prayer in vain, because whatever has happened already, so what are you davening for? Okay, I'm Rabbi Chia Barba. Lo sof davar chadoshim is not just true if you bought new objects. El afilu shechokim, even if you bought used objects, you make a brach of shechiyon, kilim chadoshim lo, because they are new for him. They're as if they're new for him. So if you buy a used car, even though it's used, for you it's new, you would make a shechiyono. And so on and so forth. Okay? The thing is, you have to be besimcha. That's the thing. You have to enjoy it. In other words, if you buy a jalopy, a lemon, then of course you're not going to make the bracha on it, right? So everything is a little bit relative, but yes, theoretically you'd make the bracha. Nitan lo, if you get God as a gift, I'm sorry, skip. Rabbi Yaakov Razafti, B'shem Rabbi Chia Barabbas, Omar Kona, when you buy something, Omar Baruch Shechem Kimon Vigyan Ozmanazeh, Nidam, if it's given to you as a gift, Omar Baruch Hatov Ametiv. That's interesting. Make a Tov Ametiv in that case because you derive a benefit, but also the person who gave you the gift derived benefit. Since it's given to you as a gift as opposed to a sale, Mistome, he enjoyed giving it to you, and therefore you make a toiv ametiv to recognize that not just you derive benefit here, but he derive benefit as well.
It says that somebody, Boaz owed Hakorsatov to Ruth to allow him
to give tzedakah. Right, that's the same. Yes, that's right. That's our attitude nowadays in Kailos. It's a big schus for everybody to give us money to sit and learn. Somehow we don't get enough anyway, but we try. All right. Lavash begodim. When you wear new clothing, Omer, you say, Vavorach malbish arumim. Did I skip? No. I did. Rabbi Ba, Mori, B'shem Rav Acha said the same thing, he just added something at the end. Kana, when you buy, Omer Baruch Shegiyar Ozmanazeh, Nitin Lo, if you give it to you, it's given to you as a gift, Ari Baruch Hatov Ametim, Lavash Begadim, when you put on new clothes, you bought them ready-made Shechiyar, and when you bought them, when you put them on, Omer Baruch Malbish Arumim. Right, that's the bracha which we say in the morning, so you say whenever you put on a new garment, not just when you get up in the morning. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Now, here we have fascinating brachas, which we don't make, but the Yerushalmi had them. Hosa sukkah, when you make a sukkah for yourself, we're on top of Samach Vav and Rav now. Hosa sukkah, so he makes a sukkah for himself, Omer, Baruch HaShem Kisham Tzotzov Tzvonu Lasso Sukkah. New bracha, right? Not only that, L'Acherim. If you make a sukkah for somebody else, you say, Baruch HaTor HaShem Elkinim Echlem HaShem Kisham Tzotzov Tzvonu Lasso Slo Sukkah Lishmo. To make a sukkah for Yankel. or for whoever. You make a bracha for making a sukkah for him. When you go into the sukkah, that we do have, right? Once you make the bracha on it the first night, however, you don't have to make any subsequent nights because Yerushalmi holds there's only one bracha on sukkah all 7 days. Because Yerushalmi holds since then you could have mitzvah sukkah at night, just like during the day, there's no break in the mitzvah sukkah all 7 days, and so the bracha the first night works for all 7 days. That's Yerushalmi Shita by Sukkah. By Me'ata, from here we deduce, Hosa Lulav Latzvah, you make a lulav for yourself, Omer Baruch Hashem K'dasham Mitzvah Tivar Lassos Lulav. Lacher, if you made it for somebody else, Lassos Lulav Lishmo, you make a Mitzvah Lassos Lulav Lishmo. Shunaitlo, when you pick it up on Sukkis, Omer Al Natilas Lulav Vasher Achiyanu, and Mevarach B'chol Shav Vashar Shunaitlo, by Lulav, since there is no Mitzvah night, so each day is an independent mitzvah. So every day when you pick it up, you make a new bracha. Ha'osa mezuzah latzmo, you write a mezuzah, omer lasos mezuzah. Now, I know we're not so from here, but they don't make this bracha. Okay? K'shlach lacher, if you're making this mezuzah for somebody else, lasos mezuzah lishmo. K'shukoveah, when you fix it to your door, omer baruch hashem k'shem tzavetzivano al mitzvah mezuzah, which is not the bracha we make either. We make likbar mezuzah. That's right. Hosted tefillin lat, which is you, it's from the Bavli, Menachos, which argues. Hosted tefillin latzmo, v'chule, lacher v'chule. The Gemara got tired of spelling it all out, so it just says, same idea about tefillin. K'shu lo v'sham ra mitzvah tefillin, we put on and make our mitzvah tefillin, we don't say that, we say what? L'aniach tefillin, right. Hosted tzitzis latzmo, omer v'chule, lacher v'chule, nisate v'chule. Same thing by tzitzis. Again, we don't make brachas where we make tefillin, where we make tzitzis.
What about a sofer who finishes a sefer Torah?
No bracha. He can make a shechiyon if he feels happy, but he has no bracha on it. Says actually, I don't know if he makes a shechiyon on that. I take that back. I don't think so. But I don't know. You'd have to ask a sefer for sure. Hatoyim v'maiser. If you take up trumas and maisers, I'm a baruch hashem k'shem mitzvah to lafish shumah maiser. If you do it with somebody else, lafish shumah maiser lishmo, take up shumah maiser in his name. Hashreichet, if you're doing shechita tzoil baruch baruch ato Hashem l'kein me'acholam hashem k'shem mitzvah to lafish ala shechita. Mamechas, if you're coming the blood, omer al kisui adam. Make a baruch and kisui adam. Hamol, somebody does a bris milo, the moyo. Tzoil baruch baruch hashem k'shem mitzvah to lafish amilo. Avi Abain, the father of the son, says, and this is the way our minhag is too, Baruch Hashem Hashem Tzav Tzivano Lachniso Bivriso Shel Avraham Avinu. Ha'omdim Sham, the people who stand there, Tzrichim Lomer, they have to say, Kishem Shechnasto Lebris, just like you brought him to the Bris, Ketach Nisei L'Torah Chupa, and the Groh adds on the Maisim Tzavim. Now, I like Yushami's Girsa much better than what we say. We say Kishem Shenichnas Labris, Kani Kohen's Torah Chupa L'Maisim Tovim, but that doesn't give a bracha to the father. You're giving a bracha to the father that he should be zeiche himself to raise his children and bring them into Torah Chupa L'Maisim Tovim. So it seems like a much nicer nusach. I know why we don't do it. Hamivarech, when you make the bracha, the priest Torah Levarech. I don't think this bracha's in the Bavli, but it's the bracha we make. Baruch Hashem Kidesh Did Mi Beten V'Chok B'Sher Osam. So we do make this bracha at a bris mila. Mitzvos emosai mevarech aleihem. We are on 131 samech vav amud aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10 lines in the bottom. Okay, I'm hoarse. Move in. Sit there, it's fine. Sit here if you want to do it. Mitzvahs ve'amosai mevarech aleihem. Mitzvahs, when do you make the bracha on them? Rabbi Yochamir, over last yasin's way we paskin, before you do the bracha, before you do the mitzvah, make the bracha. Ravuna mebishasas yasin. But it says, no, while you're doing the mitzvah, which is not the way we paskin. When the mitzvah is in progress, you make the bracha, not beforehand. Asiyot Rav Huna k'Shmuel. Rav Huna's like Shmuel. Damar Rabbi Yosi bei Rabun. Rabbi Yosi's son Rabun said, "B'shem Shmuel, name Shmuel, call mitzvahs tunas bracha. All mitzvahs require bracha b'shas asiyasan. Why you're doing them with three exceptions? Chutz." Samech Vav 131. Chutz with three exceptions. Chutz mi tekiya, blowing shofar. Blowing shofar, you're afraid you won't get out the kol, so you make the bracha afterwards, according to Rav Huna, not before. Tvila. You can't make the bracha before, you're a guy. You make the bracha after the tvila. Or your tummy, it's not proper, you make the bracha afterwards. And, v'yeshorim, some say kiddushin bevila. If you're being the three ways by which to enact a marriage, right? Money, documents, and marital relations. So if you want to enact a marriage through marital relations, you can't make the bracha on the marriage before it, because maybe the relations won't go. Maybe she won't agree. Maybe it won't be consummated properly. So therefore, in that case, you make the bracha afterwards. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Islucho chori." There's another case. Tfilin shel yad atchlo yachlots. Now, although tfilin shel yad, you make the bracha while the tfilin is on your hand, and that's okay. That's like Rav Huna said, "B'shas asiyos." You make the bracha before you take it off while it's still on. However, shel rosh, the tfilin shel rosh atchlo yeva. You have to make the bracha on the tfilin shel rosh before you put it on. Yeva means before you band it on. Yeva is a band in Aramaic. So before you band it on, why is that? Because the Yerushalmi holds, it's only one bracha by tefillin. Right? Like the Sephardim. It's only one bracha. Which bracha is that? Laniach tefillin. So when do you make that bracha? While you have the tefillin shoyad on, that's true. But it's before, therefore by definition it precedes the bracha on tefillin shorosh. Because the bracha on tefillin shorosh is already the bracha tefillin shoyad, which you made to begin with, and you put on tefillin shoyad. So this is one of the cases which be an exception, according to Rav Huna, where the bracha here precedes the mitzvah you're doing. Now it's interesting. This next line is the case which the Mashbiach, the rabbi from Pittsburgh, brings in the introduction from his Gemara, proving that his sefer is essential to understanding Yerushalmi. Because he says nobody understood this line before he came along. And now the Yerushalmi says, "Lo yeva min di yeva ha yeva." Says these words are unintelligible. So he says, the last one, there are two words which are misspelled here. The first word in the line, it says yeva four times in the line. The first time it says yeva should be with an aleph, and the last time it says yeva should also be an aleph. And he says this line of lo yeva min dieva hu yeva yeva was written, inserted into Yerushalmi later by some Talmud, by some student of the Yerushalmi. And he was saying it was his personal note to himself, which eventually got mixed into the text. And what he had written to himself is, this word, atchelo yeva, is yeva with an aleph, not yeva with a hey. Because yeva with an aleph means a belt. Yeva with a hey means something else. We don't know exactly what it might mean before something comes, a chves. So therefore, this guy, the Talmud wrote in, it said in the Yerushalmi, only v'sharosh atchelo yeva. So the Torah wrote in lo yeva min di yeva, not yeva with the word yeva with a hey, ha, rather yeva with an aleph. That's how the Mashbiach translated the line. Now, truth is, everybody else has no translation for this. There's no, otherwise the line is not intelligible. I don't know. I give Mashbiach a 10 in creativity. I'm not sure what mark I give him in MS, but it's not bad. You got to admit it's not bad. Okay. Not that I'm aware of. It's a word which mystified everybody here. Most people translate it as yavo.
It has a double yud. It's really not in the same pattern. But in any event, you're invited to try your luck at it. Okay. Step up to the plate and give it a shot. It might be a separate mitzvah, but the bracha is the same bracha. Yes, it is a separate mitzvah. The Rambam says, no, it is. The Rambam says, there are two separate mitzvahs in the Taryag.
tefillin shriyan, tefillin shrosh, they're two separate mitzvahs. Yeah, that's definite, yes. Okay, shchita emas mevarech olei. Shchita, when you make the bracha, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, over lishchot, before the shecht. Rabbi Yosi ben Neroi Amar, mi sheyishchot. After shchita. Lama, why do Yosi ben Neroi say this? Shematis nabal shchita also. Because maybe the shchita will be messed up, and therefore be a bracha levatola. Meyato, so that's the case, don't make the shchita, don't make the bracha, mishita, gusimani, until you check the trachea and esophagus to see if they were shechted properly. So tomorrow, no. I'm sorry, not the trachea and esophagus. Until you check the lung. Until you check the lung to see if the lung is kosher. That's where cheskas b'nei me'ayim ksherim. Most lungs are assumed to be kosher. So how would you check them is a chumrah. But most lungs are assumed to be kosher. What? No, we still assume most of them are kosher, but the thing is that we check it because Chazal or Machmir said to check it anyway. Certain meat companies which remain nameless, I'm sure they still rely on this roof. Okay, says the Gemara. Tani, how do we know this is true? Because it says Shachta, Benotla, Zevi Me'el. If you shecht an animal and wolves came and took its vital organs, Kshera, you assume that it's kosher, you can eat the animal. Ay, v'choshes shema nikva. Ay, why aren't we afraid? Maybe they had a hole in them. Rabbi Bo b'shem Rabbanon said, t'tah b'shem Rabbanon tamon. Rabbi Bo, in the name of the rabbis in Bava, said, b'nei me'ayim cheskos kosher. We assume that the lung and vital organs are kosher. If it's this, we're machmir, they're checked on the chatchila, but b'dievar, we don't have to check them, and therefore, you make the bracha on shchita, even according to the shita, which says you have to make it afterwards, you can make it before you check the inner organs.
Over a year old?
And it's okay. We assume that the animals, that the wolves made the holes and they weren't there to begin with. That's mamish our case.
Over a year old, right?
Why over a year old? No, even veal calves are mostly kosher. All animals are considered to be mostly kosher. Doesn't matter. It's not considered to be trade before that. It's not a problem. Okay. Sezumar Piska. Getting back to the next issue in our Mishnah. It says, Tzoek Lishover of Sami Davins on Sunday, which already occurred. It's a tefillin vein. Now in the house of Yanai they wanted to modify this. They said, Omer, when can't you daven to change the gender of your unborn child? Only if your wife is already sitting in labor. That's the case the Mishnah is talking about. But if it's before labor, you can still daven to change the gender. It's a big chiddush. Omar Yehuda ben Pazi, Av Yosheves HaMashber Yechol Ishtanos. Even if she's sitting in labor, you can still change the gender. Al Shem, as it says, Hinei Kachor Merbiada Yoitzer. The human body is like putty in the hands of the craftsman. The body. Sorry, excuse me. So therefore, you can even daven when your wife is in labor to change the gender of the kid, which is an amazing concept. So Rabbi B'shein the Vesiana said, Ikor Ibor Shel Dino Zachoroy, this is a well known medrash. Dino, the daughter of Leah, was conceived as a male, right? You remember that, Yanko? Dino was.
She was raped, that I remember.
No. She was conceived by, that's true, yeah, that but she was conceived by Leah as a male. Then she changed midstream. Malchashisbalo Rachel, once Rachel.
I didn't know that at all.
Oh, so now you know. Malchashisbalo Rachel, once Rachel davened that she should have another boy, Yosef Hashem li ben Acher, then Hashem changed the gender of Dina from a male to a female. Okay?
Not that
I recall, but it is known that in Kabbalah, males can come back as Gilgulim, and females, according to the Kabbalistic schools, which deal with Gilgulim, males can come back as females, and vice versa.
Well,
Well, the Maggid Mishar uses that to explain why is it that Tamar has difficulties
conceiving, because she had a male neshama. I guess that's part of that, right? That it's possible to have male neshamas in female bodies, and vice versa. Okay, says the Gemara. Hodoi, and that's how it says, Vachar Yolda Bas Vatikosh Modina. And afterwards she gave birth to a daughter and she called her name Dina. So I guess the Vachar means after the change inside the womb. After Rachel Davin, Nasa is Nekeva, Dina became a female. From Rabbi Ben Pazir, Rabbi Ben Pazir said, "B'shem Veis Rabbi Yanai, the name of the house of Rabbi Yanai, Imenu Rachel, our mother Rachel, in the Vios Rishon, so it was from the early prophetesses." Amra, she said, "Od Acher Yemeli, Ben Acher, not Bani Acher, one more son." Hado, deceive that that's what it says. Yosef Hashem li ben Acher, may God give me another son. Bani Acherim lo Amra, she didn't say plural. El Od Acher Yemeli, one. So Lamais, you're coming home from a trip and hear great shouts in the city. So it's feel in vain to daven that it shouldn't be from your house. But what should you say? You have to shabbi tachon. Omer, batuach ani shein elu b'sof beisi. I'm sure these are not in my house. So it says you shouldn't be afraid. You should be secure that Hashem knows what he's doing. And shabbi tachon. So I saw one of the achronim says that the pshat is, it's talking about, you should say, this is not pshat, but this is what he says, pshat. I should say, these sounds like drunken cries. In my house, people don't drink. So therefore, I don't have to be afraid that it's coming from my house. Hilo Zaki no Mary says, Mishmur ro lo yir shall be talking, and if you hear bad things, you shouldn't be afraid. Okay. Hanichlas the krach. You come into a city. Mispalo shtayim, you dive in two tefillos. Achas b'knisos, once when you come into the city. Achas b'tziyos, once when you leave the city. Benazi says, arba. You dive in four tefillos. Shtayim knisos, tayim, two on your way in. Shtayim tziyos, two on your way out. The Gemara will say what they are. Benosei adol shorva, you always give thanks on the past. V'shtoik alos yilava, and you ask for the future. Nichnas the krach. Now we're going to explain our Mishnah. When you come to the city of Mevarach Shtayim, you make two brachas. What are they? Ma'u Omer, achas b'knisos, achas b'knisos, when you come in and when you leave. B'knisos, ma'u Omer, when you come, what do you say? Yichotzom v'necho shem elokai v'elokai avosai, shetach nisei the krach, so the shalom should bring me to the city in peace. B'tziyos, ma'u Omer, when you leave, what do you say? Ma'u deni v'necho shem elokai v'chulei. I thank you that you took me out of the city in peace. Benazi omer v'ar shtar, but you make our four brachas. Shtayim b'tziyos, so to when you come in, shtayim b'tziyos, so to when you come out. So when you go into Oymer, you say, you take me to the city in peace. Nichlas, when you get into the city, Oymer, you say, I thank you that I came in peace. Be a will that you take me out of here in peace as well. So when you leave the city, Oymer, you say, you take me out of the city in peace. Yotza, when you are out, Oymer, you say, Modani v'necho shem l'kai v'shechel tzosani l'sholom. I thank you that you took me on in peace. Ken yotza v'necho shetolichei l'beitz v'shom, you should take me to my home in peace. Olamak, a pleasure wherever he is going in peace. Hadad Omar, now this is all these brothers you have to make with Maduro Zakum when you go to the south side of Chicago. I will be soil eight silver, but if it's a Jewish city, where only Jews live, you don't have to make such a bracha. But if they're murderers there. Now, they're not Jewish murderers. No. Right, people who come in and murder people, right? So even in the Jewish areas, like the settlements or whatever, like the Shtachim, Yudan, Shamon, or whatever, so then you make a bracha, you make these tefillos and hodos, nonetheless, Tzarek Lamarach. Nichlas beis hakisei. When you go to the bathroom, mevarach shtayim, you make two brachas as well. Achas b'niknisasa, one on the way in. Achas b'yatzo, one when you go out. Another one on the way in. We don't make anymore because it implies gaiva, as we will see in a minute. B'niknisasa ma'omer, when you go in, what do you say? Kivdu l'chavu l'chem l'chubanim, honor to you the honored ones. Mishrasi Kodesh, the holy servants. Derech Eretz, this is the way of the land. Panu Derech, therefore, stay out of the way. Baruch Kel HaKavod, blessed is the God of honor. Now, this you're talking to the Gemara assumption that all Jews are accompanied by Malachim. And therefore, when you go into the bathroom, you tell the Malachim, okay, you guys wait outside. So we don't do that anywhere because we say it's gaiva for a person to assume that he's accompanied by Malachim wherever he goes. So his bracha has fallen into disuse. This tefillah. Created, but this one we still have. When you come out, you say, what?
Well, you know, on a Friday night.
Yeah, well, okay, true, but that's. Yeah.
If two angels be
gone. But that's a special club, a special for Friday night, not the rest of the week. The rest of the week they don't come. When you come out, when you say, Baruch Asher Yotzer Sodom B'Chochma, you make an Asher Yotzer. Nichas Amerechatz, when you go into a bathhouse, Mispal Shtayim, Dad Semei Sei Tfil, two Tfilos, Achas B'Knisos of Achas B'Yos, so one on your way in, one on your way out. And you have to bear in mind their bathhouses, the way they were constructed in the old days, of course, is that they used to have floors like this. The floors had fires underneath, which used to heat up the floor, and that's how the water used to remain hot. So therefore, what happened very frequently in these bathhouses is collapse, in which case you die. So therefore, they make a bracha b'knisaso. Now, Omer, when you go in, what bracha, what field do you say? Yirotam v'necho shem lukai, shetat zlem yisreif ha-sayish, save me from the fire, of the burning of the fire, mezachami and damage of the hot water, minam apolis, and from collapses. V'yirotam v'nafshi, and may nothing happen to my soul, v'im yehara, if it happens, take yisasi kapora kol avonosai. May my death be atonement for all my sins. Save me from this incident, from any subsequent possible future incident. When you leave, you say, thank you for saving me from the fire. This tefillah is in a bathhouse which is heated from underneath the floor. Our miracle chain is it's not heated from underneath the floor. They just pour hot water into a basin. So then, stay, save me from the scalding hot water. Rabbi Chukav, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Tfilas HaMerchatz Einatun Amida, when you make this tefillah, you don't have to stand. This is a shocking thing. It led me to realize something which I never realized before. Oh, and you might argue with me at first, but think about the veracity of the statement. All tefillos, which we daven, are standing. Anything which is a bona fide tefillah, we stand for. We sit for Birchos Kriyat Shema because they're not tefillos. They're brachos on Shema. We sit for Pesukei Dezimra because they're not tefillos, they're praises of God. We stand for the Amidah because it's a tefillah. Anything which is a tefillah, we have to stand for. Even tefillos Aderech, that which we sit, we become so accustomed to sit, it's really you're not supposed to. You're supposed to stand up for tefillos Aderech, just we normally say in a car, in an airplane, in a chveis, so it's not possible. But you're supposed to stand up for any tefillah which you daven. It's not a tefillah. You stand anywhere. There are other parts. It's not a contradiction. There might be other things you stand for. Right. Everything you feel you stand for, but not everything you stand for is a feel. That's why probably there's a minute to stand for Chazaras HaShatz. Because that's a tefillah. It's true, it's not your tefillah, but it's a tefillah of the seaboard. Very few. That's the point. Shmon Esther is called tefillah, and it's called the Amida, because that's really one of them. There are actually very few tefillahs that we daven. In the Yushami, we see there are plenty of tefillahs, but that we daven, there are actually very few. Yes, that's correct. But for anything which is called a tefillah, one really lechat chila has to stand. No, he's right. There aren't any other examples of ones which we regularly daven. But now, let's say you make up your own tefillah, which you're davening to Hashem, so it's proper to stand when you're being mispalo. That's what we see here. Okay? How it might be a tefillah, I'm not sure. It's a shevach. You're right. There are very few things that are actually tefillahs, if you think about it. But for anything which is a tefillah, it says you have to stand. Okay? It's a different perspective on it, right? Which I didn't realize before I read this. Well, sure, it might be a tefillah. That's right. Whatever is a tefillah, you have to stand for. Kaddish. Right? Kaddish, tefillah. I believe so. It's a request. Any which is a request is a tefillah. Kaddish is yitzgadal v'yitzgadash. No.
No.
It's sure we're asking God's name to be sanctified.
We are sanctified.
No. That could be a translated sitter. No. Yaakov, is that an article on the over there? Is that an article in there? I want a translated one. Okay, I admit that the translation of the article might not be proof. May his great name grow exalted and sanctified in the world that he created. May he give rain. May his great name be blessed. This is a tefillah.
First of all, it's his pile. So, doesn't say.
It's not his pile, it's Yit pile. It's future tense. It's right, it's his pile, but in future tense.
God,
of course,
praise unto himself.
We're asking God to enhance his praises. There's no other way to daven for it, but this is a tefillah to Hashem. I don't know. I don't see how you can quibble with this. Okay. So certainly the end. Also shalom yirmomo v'yasser shalom aleinu. I mean, this whole tiskabel tzloson v'uson d'chol beis Yisrael. This is all. This, you know what? That might be the difference also between Kaddish Yosem and Kaddish. Maybe I'll make a compromise. You might not want to compromise. But Kaddish Sholem and Kaddish Yosem. Kaddish Sholem, the minig is everybody stands, even Sfardim stand. Kaddish Yosem, not everybody stands. I believe that that's the case. I'm not sure. I might be wrong about that. But could be maybe he's got. So you have to agree that this Gabel Tzloson of Osun L'chol Beis Yisrael is a tefillah. It's part of it's a chasima of all our tefillahs which came till then.
Yeah.
Even for Kaddish Yisrael? I thought that maybe Kaddish Yosem. All right. Anyway. Right now my contention is that it has a tefillah, and we'll see what happens later. Lemaisa, the person has to stand. Lemaisa, even according to Sfarim, the person who says it has to stand. That's for sure. The question is the attendees. Okay, let's go further. Let's make a broken bad things. Krishna Baruch Tov, just make broken on good things. Shneimer says, "For after Hashem covers, he'll say, you should love God your Lord, b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol your soul, b'chol mo'odecha." Meaning, b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, b'shneitzer, with both of yetzeras, with both the yetzers, yetzer tov, yutov yetzer hara. B'chol nafshcha, with all your soul, feel nice nafshcha, even it takes your life. B'chom odecha, b'chom omoncha, with all of your money. Dabrach, another interpretation. B'chom odecha. B'chol mida umida shumodeid loch. When every type of relationship which he has with you, whether it's good or bad, heavy moidelo mode, thank you very much. Lo yakul otam social connection charm is a person should not be frivolous when he's opposite the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash. Because that gate corresponds directly to the Holy of Holies. Lekunis Barabais, a person shouldn't enter into the Temple Mount, Bimaklo with his rod, Biminolo with his shoes, Bipundoso with his wallet, Bavakshor a glove with the dust on his feet, Flayasenu Kapandari shouldn't take a shortcut through the Arbais, Rikikum Kavachomer, and certainly he cannot spit there, that's a Kavachomer. Kochosi Brochosh Mamikdash Omri Minha Olam. Whenever they used to say a Broch the Mesemitish, they would say Bruchatar Shem Lokenu Melech Olam Minha Olam. From the world. In other words, we thank God from this world. Mishakukla Aminim. Once the Apikorsim came along and said, Omru Ein Olam Melech, they said there's only one world, there is no Olam Abba. So Skir Shomri Min Olam Va'ad Olam. From one world to the other world. In other words, to manifest the fact that there are two worlds. Vizkino, they also made a takona. A person always greet his friend with the name of God. Shneimer says, "V'nei boz mo'i v'yislecha boz kim v'yislecha v'yom l'kosrim." He said to the harvesters, "Hashem lechem, may God be with you." Voimin, it says that the Malach said to Gidon, "Hashem imcha gibra chayil, God, may God be with you, the mighty warrior." Voimin, it says, "Our troubles do not mock these minhagim, kizkenei mecha, even if they call your mother's old." In other words, don't mock that which is a Messiah, even if it doesn't come from the Torah itself. The Torah doesn't say to be sholem b'shem. It's a takon of this Canaan, Boaz, who's called Imecho here. Don't mock it just because it was made by Boaz and not made by the Torah itself. Okay? Furthermore, it says there's a time to do for God when they've made your Torah, they've wrecked your Torah. Rabbi Nosson Darshan Torah, there's a time when one is allowed to wreck the Torah. When it's Eitzlas Hashem, when it's a time when one must do special things for God. No, it's really, it wasn't proper to say Hashem's name in a greeting on a mundane level to your friend. It wasn't a proper thing. It's a little bit of degrading to the name of God. But it was an Eitzlas Hashem, was a time when they had to do special things to bring Yira Shamayim back into this world. So therefore, in a time like that, you're allowed to do something which is a little bit like HaFaras HaTorah, like wrecking the previous standards of Torah, if it's for a beneficial purpose. That's the same method which was used in order to do what? The same method of Eitzlas Hashem was used for what? To write down Torah Shbal Peh. To write down Torah Shbal Peh. More getting Daf Samach. Okay? Said, because they were going to forget it. It's also to write it down. Okay, Rabbi Brachim Shem Rabbi Levi said.
What do you greet them with? Hashem Achem?
Hashem Achem, right. We
in with the Sephardis say that in the beginning when they get called up to the Torah.
Hashem Achem? We say instead of that Shalom Aleichem nowadays. But originally was Hashem Achem, and there are certain places where they still use that.
They get called up to the Torah.
You said it, not me. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Rechim said to Rabbi Levi. Hashem, you are lofty forever, God. Lolam yodcha, your hand is always on high, meaning that you always are doing the right thing. How so? Benog shmolam, normally it's a custom world. Melch basav adam, if human king Yeshev adon sits and judges. Shunos the demons, when he grants people mercy, I call him a kalsino, so everybody praises him. Shunos it's bekula, when he issues a sentence for death or some sort of penalty, I call him rani marchav, everybody complains after him. Lama, why should shut up Adino? He's too driving in his judgment. In other words, we don't like what he does. Avkush Baruch Hu Eino Kein, but God is not like that. And we have to recognize that. We have to recognize that Torah Moron Lom Alom Hashem, you always lofty, your hand is always properly and high, and that's our Mevorech HaLorach, Hashem Shavarach HaMalatov, in order to show God we appreciate that which he does that seems to be bad for us is also for good for us. Rabbi Huna B'Shem, Rabbi Acha said, Le David Mizmor, we're proof for this. The apostle says, for praise for God, Chesed u'mishpat ashira lecha Hashem, Hashem azamara. Mercy and judgment I will sing to you, Hashem, and I will praise you. Amar David ne'akosh baruch hu, David says before Hashem, im chesed tosei mi, if you do chesed with me, ashira I'll sing. If you do for me judgment, also Ashira. Bankach or Bankach, regardless if it's this way or that way, La Hashem Azamir to God alone is give praise. Amrei Tanchum ben Yehuda, Belokim Ahalel Davar, another pasuk with the same import, in the Lord I will give praise, Bashem Ahalel Davar, in God I will give praise. We know, of course, Elokim is what Midah? Midas? Elokim. Midas Adin. Hashem is what Midah? Mercy. Midas Sarachi. Hey, you have to get it right the second time, right? So we learned Bein Midas Adin, Bein Midas Sarachi, whether it's an attribute of judgment or mercy, Halel Davar, I will thank God for this thing. Rabbanan Amrin, Rabbanan Darshan, Kos Yeshua says so, Shem Hashem Ekra. A cup of Jewish salvation I will lift up and call the name of God. So of a yogurt emtso of Hashem Hashem Akra. A cup of, pain and anguish I find, and still I will call the name of God. Rabbi Yudah ben Pila said, that's what Yudah says. Hashem Nosan, God gave, Hashem Lokachim, God took, He is Shem Hashem Baruch Bel, blessed is the name of God. Shenosan Brachin Nosan, when He took, when He gave with mercy. Shalokach Brachin Lokach, and when He took with mercy. For the Lord, not only that, interesting theological point we're about to see now. Look at this. El Shenosan Lo Nimlach Bebriya. When Hashem gives, He doesn't ask anybody's advice, He just gives. However, when He takes Nimlach Beisino, the way God created the Bria is that He limited Himself. That's part of the concept of Tzimtzum. God limited Himself that to impose judgment, He only imposes with the participation of the Beis Nishamala, which is, according to our tradition, comprised of the tzaddikim of previous generations who went to the Olam HaEmes. So therefore, God gives unilaterally, but never takes away unilaterally. So therefore, God has consciously limited Himself and said, I'm not taking away unless I get the consent of others with me. So the chesed, which Hashem did in limiting when He's going to take away, He gives much more readily than He takes back. How do we know this? Beginning of the Kulam, the classic case from which we deduce this is it says, Hashem diber. I skipped. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, "Come back, Hashem, our Hashem." Anybody says Hashem, who based in Otzi and its court, His court. Begin being of Shekulam. The source of this is Pasuk Divrei Yom, where it says Hashem asked His heavenly host, "Who should I send to trip up Achav and make him go to war where he'll ultimately die?" And one of the Ruchos says, "I'll go." The Ruach of Novos Israeli says, "I'll go trip him up." There it says Hashem Diber Alecha Ra, and there it's Hashem together with His based in. Yes. He has to consult in order to do it. Right. That's been the. But, and it's more than that, I think, because if the Beis Shemal agrees with him, we could say that clearly it's something which has a rationale, even in human logic. Just that you at the moment might not be able to perceive it because of your subjective situation. In other words, words Hashem acting unilaterally would also be a chesed from Hashem, but it might be saying beyond understanding, like a chok. But if it says Hashem will base Dino, so it's telling us you should know that this thing which Hashem does, even though it seems to you negative, someone who was once human understood it, which means that it really is something which is intelligible if you just seek to understand it properly. Okay, says the Gemara. As now we have some more sort of Pearson Sota in the Bavli as well. Omar Asemi Avo Asemi Yura. When you do the mitzvahs, do them from love of God and do them in fear of God as well. Asemi Avo, do them with love. Shimbasa Lishno. If you come to hate, Dapiata Oev, you should know that you love. Vein Oev, Sony, a lover does not hate. And it's a strange thing. I think when it means like this, you know, people love their spouses. But there are times when they really hate their spouses. It's no such thing. Every marriage has a time when you really hate your spouse. But the thing is, remember at that point that even though right now you're having trouble, Lemaisa, most of the time you love her. So therefore you keep on going. So the same thing with Hashem. If Rachmana Litzlan, at some point you feel animosity towards Hashem, nonetheless you know that the basic relationship is love, and it gets you through, gets you through that hard time. Similarly, I say Meira, do out of fear of God, she busts a Levi, because sometimes with somebody you love, you take liberties. If you're in awe, then you don't take such liberties. Dasha Tayore, you know that you fear Vain Yore Mivide, and somebody who's in fear does not kick off the yoke which is on his shoulders. Shiva Prushime, there's seven ways in which people are abstinent, meaning that they abstain from this world and involve themselves in Torah mitzvahs. The first five are bad. Parush Shichmi, Parush Nikvi, Parush Gizoi, Parush Man Yachi, Parush Eidame Chavosi Vesera, Parush Shir, and Parush Ava. We'll explain them all now. Parush Shichmi. What's a Parush Shichmi? Shichmi, Shechem is a shoulder. This is Toin Mitzvos HaKisvos, a guy who carries his mitzvahs on his shoulder. In other words, he goes to shows everybody, look what a big Talmud Chacham I am. Right? Look how many mitzvahs I do. Carries his mitzvah, wears mitzvahs on his sleeve, we would say. He carries his mitzvahs in public wherever he goes. Parush Nikvoi, this guy does mitzvahs. Nikvoi. What does that mean? Akifli, lend me money, vana avid mitzvah. He'll always go around borrowing money to mitzvahs, and then he'll pay back very slowly. So be quick to borrow money to mitzvahs, but be very slow to pay back, which is hypocritical. Parush Kizai. What's Parush Kizai? He says, avid chara chayva, I did one avera, the chara mitzvah, and I did one mitzvah, and because it's chara b'chara, I'll cancel out one for the other. So he does a lot of mitzvahs, but only to can't try and cancel out his averas. Okay? Parush Mahan Chai Anachye. He says, Man the Isli, we does when before this mitzvah says, Man the Isli Ma No. What benefit am I going to get from this, Minachi, from this thing, Ovid Mitzvah if I do the mitzvah? In other words, he says, let me figure out what benefit or what advantage I'll get for doing the mitzvah, and then I'll go ahead and do it if it's worthwhile for me. Parash Eide Chavosi Ve'aseno, this type of, what does that mean? Hey de Chavosa of these, what avera have I done, Davin Mitzvah Chavosa, that now I'll do a mitzvah which corresponds to it, which is similar to what we had before. These are all bad. Parush Yira, what's a good one? To be Parish from the awe of Hashem Ki'iov. Parush Ava, what's a good one? To separate oneself from improper activity. Ki'avram, like Avram Avinu. Parush Ein L'chol Chavi Kulam, and there's no greater one El Parush Ava Ki'avram than Parush Ava like Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu Asa Yetzirah Tov. Avram Avinu was so much in love with Hashem that he made his Yetzirah, all of his lusts, were directed at Hashem. To receive it says, Motzasas lev levovo nemel finecho, you found his heart trustworthy before you. Rabbi Yachar said, hey, maybe he heaves it. Maybe he lost as a result. What did he lose? If he has no bechira, there's no nisyonis anymore, maybe he gets no reward for all the mitzvahs he did. It's easy for him now, right? He has no more Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah is also directed at Hashem. Says, more no. Since it was by his own work that he sublimated his Yetzirah, that's why I give him reward for all the good thing he does, even though now it's no longer Nisayon by him. That's talking after the 10th Nisayon, Avraham Avinu already made his Yetzirah completely good. From then on, all he did was Chatur and Mitzvahs with Machlokas, either the Akedah or the burial of Sarah. One of those two. Okay? Avol David, he wasn't on such a high madrigal. Lo yachol lamo bo, he couldn't withstand the Yetzirah or change it. For therefore, Varogu Blibo, he had to kill it in his heart. He killed his Yetzirah. My time, why? What's the pasuk? Jesus says this. For Libi Chalob Kibri, my heart is hollow within me. Let's just do a couple more lines. Rabbi Kiva Avakayim Mizdun Kame. Tunis Rufus Harosha. Rabbi Kiva was standing and being judged in front of Tunis Rufus, the evildoer. This is a famous mice, and the Bavli appears in the greater detail. Here it's a little bit shorter. This is its end. Rachsas answer the Kriyashma. The time for Kriyashma came. Shari Kai Kriyashma. He began reading Shema, the Gachach, and he smiled. Amalei Satunus Rufus, the Roman governor, said to him, Saba, old man, either you're insane, Cheresh, like a Cheresh, right of a cotton. Or you don't care that I'm about to inflict on you terrible torture. So he said to him, Amalei said, Rabbi Akiva said, Tipa Ruhi Lu Gavra, may your wind expire. Lo Chereshana, Cheresh, I'm not an idiot. Lo Mavai Bisurinat, nor do I just kick away at that pain. My entire life I read this pasuk, and I'd be in anguish. And I would say, when will I be able to fulfill all three? You should love God your Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your money or all the midos. I loved God with all my heart. I loved God with all my money. I was never able to check myself out with my soul. And now, when it came to a case where I have to give my soul, the time of Shema came, I not concentrate and read Shema. From kach kol anakari, that's reading Shema, the kachach and smiling. So he speak loma, he didn't finish Shema, at your part in the Shema, so until he expired. The chemiam suni shimish is Rabbi Akiva shimish time shra. The chemiam suni learned in front of Rabbi Akiva 22 years. For limdo and Rabbi Akiva taught him, esim, every time it says the word es in the Torah, and the word vigamim, the word gam, ribuin, it comes to include something which is not explicit in the parsha. Achin v'rakin, any time it says the word ach, or the rak, the word rak, it's an exclusion, comes to exclude something not explicitly written. Amar lei, so Nehemiah asked Rabbi Kiva, ma'u ahen d'chsiv, what is that, ma'u hu, ahen d'chsiv, what is that which it says, es Hashem l'kechatira, es God, your Lord, you should fear. By the way, the word S, I think I've told you this many times, is an extraneous word in the Hebrew language, and Ben-Gurion wants to do away with it. Because he said it doesn't have any meaning. So we do, here we have the spell, the meaning is that it's written in order to be marred with something. So as it says, S Hashem HaKechot, what are you supposed to fear besides God? Amar Lei, Rabbi Kiva said, Oso Ves Torah So. Love God and love His Torah, meaning the Talmidei Chachamim. And I think we'll stop here for tonight. Okay, here are invitations for the scene tomorrow night. Well, there are more. Where are the rest of them? I have more in my briefcase. You don't have to have tickets right now. Just invite your friends and neighbors. Start from the second. Okay, we are on Daf, Samach Zion Base, 134. We just finished with the death of Rabbi Akiva yesterday, and we're up to Pisgah, Voyaka Odemus Rosho, which is two lines from the end of the narrow lines on 134. Pisgah, Voyaka Odemus Rosho, a person should not be frivolous or lightheaded opposite the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, Chule, etc. Tani, we learned, Amato Maim, somebody who urinates, Haresa Hopech Panav Klapit Safon, he should urinate towards the north. Hamesich Raglov, somebody who was supposed to, who has to defecate, Hareza Hovich Panav Klapi Doro. He turns toward the south. So in that case, assuming means that he ends up defecating, urinating both towards the north, which is the least distinguished of all directions. East, west, and south are most distinguished. North is least distinguished, right? It says that the evil comes from the north, so therefore then, north wind is bad, so therefore the north is the least of beneficial of all directions. That's why you do your needs towards the north. Am Rabbi Yossi bar Beirabun. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbun, said, Ha the Damar Masbisa, that which the Mishnah, the Brisa say, that one has to be careful in which direction one urinates or defecates. I mean, that's only from, from Mount Scopus and in. In other words, in the immediate vicinity of Yerushalayim. But if you're further away, you don't have to care which way you urinate or defecate. Rabbi Kiva says, anywhere you are, regardless of proximity to Yerushalayim, you should always urinate and defecate towards the north, not towards any directions. That's only true if it's a place where there are no walls. In other words, you're urinating or defecating out in the field. If you're doing it inside, within walls, like we almost always do, such as in our bathrooms, so it makes no difference. Tani, we learned in this respect also, Hamesel Sragla, of somebody who's defecating, Loitein Bonav Lemizrach, Vachorav Lemarov, he shouldn't face frontwards to the east and backwards to the west. And let's start it rather sideways, which is north-south. Rabbi Yehuda Meir B'Shas HaMikdash, Shiva says it's only true in the base HaMikdash is extant. Rabbi Yossi HaMayim, that's only true, Rabbi Yossi says it only applies from Mount Scopus and inwards. Rabbi Yehuda Meir B'chom Mokom, it's everywhere, V'vad B'mokom Shem B'shabokos, as long as the place where there is no wall. Om Rabbi Kiva, Kiva said, Ichnasti Yachar Rabbi Yeshua L'Ros Maise. I once went in, after Rabbi Yeshua, into a enclosed outhouse of some sort, or bathroom, whatever it was, to see how he attended to his needs. Amrlo, so they said to him, oh, Maraisa, what did you see? Amrlo, they said, Raisi v'yashev, I saw him sitting, v'tzido klapi marov, and he was facing towards the west. Ding, 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 wrong direction, right? So here we see clearly that when you're in an enclosed area, you don't have to care about which direction you're facing, right? V'lo pireach yashav, he did not review himself until he sat down. And he did not sit down until he wiped himself. It seems like one's supposed to wipe, but it was kind of like supposed to wipe oneself before one begins. I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe it allows one to defecate more readily. He would not wipe himself with his right hand, but rather his left hand, because the right hand is the hand with which you put on tefillin. Not on which you put on tefillin, but with which you put on tefillin. So therefore, one is not supposed to wipe oneself with that hand. So therefore, a lefty does wipe himself with his right hand, not with his left hand. Okay? Av Shimon ben Azai Haya Omer, Rav Shimon ben Azai said also, Nichnas Yachar Rabbi Akiva, Mirosa Maisa. I followed Rabbi Akiva into the outhouse. They, see, they wanted to learn everything. Amar Lo, so they said, Marisa V'chuli, what'd you see, etc. And he saw the exact same thing. Tani, we learned, Lo Yikoni saw them, Lahar Abayis, a person should not enter to the Temple Mount, B'minolo, with his shoes, B'avak Shor Aglav, with the dust on his feet, U'mos of Torim B'tzdino, nor with his coins wrapped in his kerchief, V'afudosolav, and his pack upon him, B'bachutz, on the outside. Why? Because this is all very, it's not very, but it's improper. It's not with the proper respect for the place. My Talmud, the Pachuk, who tells us this, Shmor Raglecho, watch your feet, even the dust on your feet, B'sha'asher Te'elech Beis Elokim, when you go to the house of God. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda had a different pasuk from which he learned this. Omer, he says, Ha'rei Omer, it says, Vayova Lifnei Shar HaMelech, Mordechai came before the gate of the king. Not into the gate of the king, king. Love of the Sharmel, when can I come into the gate of the king? Bilvush sat in sackcloth. In other words, not dressed properly for the occasion. Omar, so he said, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Lifnei lechos rucha kach. This is true. In front of a human flesh and blood. Alachos kamakam v'nei sharamokam. How much more so is this true when you're going into the gate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Lo yas, so therefore, when just like Mordechai, we're not going to a human court, king's court, without the proper respect, so too, one cannot go into the court of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the proper respect. Says the Gemara, Lechos Rucha literally means a disgusting drop, which means that human being comes from disgusting drops of
drip of all sorts of liquids which create the fetus. So in front of a human king, if this is the case, how much more so before God? A person should not make the Beis HaMikdash into a shortcut. And it certainly, it goes without saying, it's a Kal V'Chomer that one cannot spit in the Beis HaMikdash. How says the Gemara? Mayim ne'ilah shu shel kavod. It's put on shoes, which is a dignified thing. At Omer also, you're saying it's put in the Beis HaMikdash. Rikika, to spit, she shall be zoya, which is a degrading thing. Lo koshkin is not a Kal V'Chomer that one cannot do in the Beis HaMikdash. Tani, we learned. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would never say Amen on a bracha. Mayu Omrin, rather, what would they say in the Beis HaMikdash? We know this from the Yom Kippur Avoda. Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. Since in the ineffable name of God was mentioned, they would say Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. Minayin Shelo Yonim Omrin BaMikdash. How do we know that they wouldn't answer him in the Mikdash? Tam Lomer, it says, Kumu Baruch Hu Es Hashem. It says, arise and bless God. So whenever you come in the Beis HaMikdash, you bless God in a bracha. Amen doesn't bless God. Rather, what blesses God? Baruch Sheikh Vom Machus Olam Void.
Amen means Kel Melam Memon.
Yes, but it's abbreviated. It's abbreviation. Secondly, it's not an explicit blessing for God. It's an affirmation of the bracha which was made. But here, when you hear the name of God in a blessing, basically, you can't, don't just affirm, but rather, you bestow blessing God in turn. Minayako bracha, bracha, I know this applies to each and every bracha, because Talmud Lomer goes to Pesach says, Umiromam, God has uplifted al ko bracha v'tila on each and every bracha and each and every praise. Amar Rabbi Yeshua de Rumia. Rabbi Yeshua of Rumia said, Shlosha Dvarim Gozu Basin Shamata, three decrees were made by the basin down below, Vihiskim Basin Shamalimoin, and the basin on high agreed with them. In other words, three decrees are made by human courts, and the divine court accepted these decrees. Where are these cases? These are they. Chermo Shel Yericho, when Yeshua made a decree that anybody that nobody was allowed to take anything from the booty, from the loot of Yericho, right? There was a case where God agreed with that decree. When Megillas Esther, God agreed with the decree that we have the halacha to read Esther every year. And B'Shem L'Shem, B'Shem, that we greet each other with the name of God. These are all three decrees made by the human courts, where Hashem acquiesced. How do we know?
No question. When you said earlier that because the Kal V'Chomer necessarily don't we not spin the Beis HaMikdash because?
Yes, because we can't even put our shoes there.
Right, but spinning it sometimes in Avodah Zarah, we shouldn't.
It is? Spinning is Avodah Zarah?
No.
It was considered. I don't think it was ever spitting at us. There was urinating at, defecating at idols. I don't think spitting was ever for Avodah Zarah, as far as I know. Hey, who knows nowadays? But a good. I don't think so. So again, how do we know these three things? The Beis and Shamal agreed. Charmo Shel Yericho. It says by the Chirm Yericho when Achan took from the loot, so Hashem comes to Yeshua and says, Chata Yisrael, the Jews have sinned. As the Lord Yeshua goes, didn't Yeshua make this decree? Yeshua made the decree, so how can it be a chait? El Malami teaches us, Yiskimu Basin Shomalo Imoin, that the basin on high agreed with the basin down below. Megillas Esther, how do we know about Megillas Esther? Because it says, the Jews fulfilled and accepted. But besides that, Rav Amar, Rav said, V'kibel, says V'kibel Ayuhudim. V'kibel is written in singular. V'kibel means who accepted? Hashem accepted. See, Melamed Shiskimo, it teaches us that Hashem agreed with this. V'shem L'shem, how do we know the earth that Beis and Shemal agreed with this? that you could use Hashem's name in asking after people's welfare. It says, Nei Boaz, Boaz, Beis Lechem, Boaz, Kerem, Beis Lechem. When the Uminayin Shizki, that's where we saw that Ashbaz did it. Uminayin Shizki, Mu Beis, and Shomalimon, I don't know that Beis Lechem, the greed with Boaz, Tamalon, because it says, Vayero, I love Malach Hashem, the Malach of God appeared to Gidon, Vayomer, I love, and said to Gidon, Hashem, Gibor, Achai, God is with you, the mighty warrior. So we see that the Malach adopted this minhag, which was instituted by Boaz, to say Hashem Imcha. Rabbi Avu Mishim Rav Shub and Levi Omer, Afa Maisus, even Maiser and Bayis Sheni, when it's only the Rabbanon, to give Maiser after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, only the Rabbanon. Yet nonetheless, God acquiesced to the decree, which is in effect till today, that mid Rabbanon we take off Maisus even when there is no Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that this is true? Shneimar, it says, of Yus Kol Maiser, the prophet, Mi Malachi, who was in the second Beis HaMikdash, demands in the name of God that all the Maiser be brought to the Yerushalayim. It says, if you bring your Maiser, Hashem will give you a bracha ad b'li dai. Mao ad b'li dai? What does ad b'li dai mean? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Bo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, Darvash She'iyev Sharlomar, there's something which normally we cannot say. Dai hu bracha. To have no more is the bracha. In other words, there's so much bounty coming down that people say, enough. It will be a blessing for us not to receive any more.
Why are my sorrows to Rabbanon?
You need Rov Yoshev Aleh. Yeah. Rov Yoshev Aleh. That's why the Tzitz Eliezer, we mentioned this in the morning, in the Bavli, we had this recently. Since Eliezer holds that now, as Manazed, it might be the rice again, since not a majority of Jews, but sufficient amount of Jews, 600,000, live in Eretz Yisrael, that it should be a derisa of Bismanazah as well. Okay, but he has a chiddush that rov can mean 600,000. But according to most poskim, rov is kipshuto, therefore since most Jews are now in America, you wouldn't have Mises derisa in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Brechiov, Rabbi Chelbo, Rav Abba, Ba'iloi, B'shem, we're up to Simon Chesimel Alf now. B'shem Rav say, Varikosi Lachem Bracha Blidai, I will empty you Bracha until there will be no end. Achivus Yisosechem Ilomar Dayenu Brachas, Dayenu Brachas. Your lips will wear out from saying, enough Brachas, enough Brachas. Al Tovos Kizigna Imecha. It says, do not embarrass your old mother. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Brabun, im yisyashdu divrei Torah b'ficha, if divrei Torah become old in your mouth, in other words, you've learned them so many times already. Don't be embarrassed about them, or don't degrade them. Mataimo, what's the positive of this? Don't degrade them just because you've learned them so many times. You can always learn something new from them. Omar Rabbi Zira said, if your nation has become old, in other words, the nation has become habituated to rote observance of the mitzvahs and has become weary of proper avodas Hashem, amod v'gidara, arise and seal up the breaches in your nation's behavior. How so? Kishem Shasa Elkana, just like the father of Shmuel Elkana did. Shemid Madrich Es Yisrael Lipame Regolim, used to take Am Yisrael to go up in his footsteps to the Beis Hamikdash 3 times a year. Hado Dixiv Nesavich, it says, V'ala Ishmi Yiro, the person will go up from his city. By the way, I want to point out something. This is something we find very rarely in the Talmud, either Talmudim, as far as I know, is that generally there's very little concern in the Talmud for the nation of Israel. There's a lot of concern for your fellow man, but very rarely does it speak about the Ummah. This is one of the rare times where you find that the Talmud is concerned with the Ummah, Israelis, the nation, as a nation as opposed to a collection of individual Jews. All right, the word Ummah is a rarity. Says the Gemara, We said on Mishnah, the pasuk says it's a time to do for God because they have desecrated your Torah. Rabbi Nosson Masari is Koy. Rabbi Nosson turns the pasuk backwards. He says, Eferu Torah Secha, Esla So Sla Hashem. You can desecrate the Torah. In other words, you can deviate slightly from the accepted Torah norms at times when it is necessary to do things for God, meaning that one can make special enactments if they are L'shem Shamayim and going to overcome specific problems, even if they deviate slightly from what were previously accepted modes of behavior. Rabbi Chagum Shem, Rabbi Simon said, very interesting thing, Hosa Toroso Itim. We know that there's a Gemara which says Kavata Itim L'Torah, you have to set aside times for the Torah. The Yerushalmi is against that. The Yerushalmi says if you learn Torah at set times, Hareza Mefer Bris, you're desecrating the covenant. My time, what Pasuk teaches us, Heferu Torah Secho Isla Sos Hashem. You set aside times for the Torah, it's a desecration. So a lot of interpretations in this, but the Pasuk interpretation in my mind is that it means that you should learn Torah whenever you can. And so people say, okay, I have a Seder an hour or two a day, and the rest of then I go watch the Bulls game. Chas v'shalom. Right. So in such a case, this verse is Bikovei Itim L'Taira. That's it. Only the Itim, and later on he goes home and he has fun. Right? So that means that they're only set times. That's a desecration. The person should be take, steal whatever time he possibly can get above and beyond his set starim in order to set aside time to So Yosef Engel says a fascinating thing. Says the Bavli says, the first question they ask when you get to Shemayim is Nosata v'Nosata b'Emuna. Did you look? Were you honest in your business dealings? And then they ask you, Kavata Itim L'Torah, or you Kavay Itim L'Torah? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, oh, the Pshat is, according to Yerushalmi, that's for a businessman. The first question they ask you is, oh, were you a businessman? Did you do your deal in business? Okay, fine. Did you do it honestly? Since you're a businessman, so were you at least Kavay Itim L'Torah? But if you're a Talmud Chacham, then it's very bad to be Kovei Itim L'Torah. Then you should learn whenever you get a chance. Right? That's a question. So that's the order of questions of Nasata v'Nasata b'Emunah, then Kavata Itim L'Torah. That's only for businessmen. That's for people who are working. For people learning, they ask him, you Kovei Itim L'Torah? That's bad. Okay? So it's two different perspectives.
Kol Torah?
Yeah.
That's for
Batlan. You have to go above and beyond. The same idea. Same that's right. There has to be Mesiris Nefesh involved.
Doesn't say Pirkei Avos at all about study and work together and both?
No, it's not a statement. No, that's true. We're not that we have to work. Is not a contradiction to what Rabbi Yosef Engel is saying. He's saying if you do work, at the very least, you should have set times. And it's not such a complaint against you if then you don't learn Torah beyond the set times because you have limited time. But the issue is, especially if you're Talmid Chacham, but even if you're a businessman, did you go above and beyond? Did you open up a safer when you had a spare moment? Okay? Tanu Shimba Yechai Omer. If you saw that people have given up hope on learning Torah, to a very great extent, you should be fortify yourself, stand up, fortify yourself. And if you learn Torah, despite the fact that they're not learning, you'll get all their rewards. In other words, it's proportional. So amount of reward for learning Torah which the generation gets. The more people learn, the more people split it up. The less people learn, the less people get it. My time of why? You see the people at Deskri Torah, it's a tie for you to go out to do for God. It's fascinating, Gemara, because here we see, again, I don't know if it impresses you as much as it impresses me, but these are the Bavli, the Yerushalmi is giving directions as how to lead a generation. You very rarely see that in the Gemara. You see personal conduct, Ben Olam Lamakom, Ben Olam Chaver. Here, their leadership issues being discussed here. But it's more than Pirkei Avos. It's much of Pirkei Avos. Also, most of the things are personal conduct issues. Here are really how to, national right on national level what to do. Hilazokin used to say, "B'shoam de mechanshin." When people are when Torah is limited, when Torah is being spread and it's being spread when Torah is limited. No, I was right the first time. When Torah is limited, when very few people are learning Torah, teaching Torah, right? The chachamim in the generation are keeping Torah to themselves. Badar. In that's a time when you should go out and spread Torah as much as possible. Because they're limiting it, you should go and counterbalance that by going out and spreading it. On the other hand, b'shoa de mevadrin, when people are spreading Torah very much, and then we need a few scholars in the ivory tower to go and be experts, so then at that time, you could go and learn by yourself and make yourself an expert. So you see that you should always do that which the generation is missing. The Chene Yohil or Mersotu Hill said a similar idea, but not quite the same thing. Here he says, "Torah Shi Chaviva Yisrael." If you see the Torah, that it's precious by Am Yisrael, Va'kol Smeichim Bo, and everybody rejoices. But there, then you should teach. V'imlav, however, if not, Kenosh, then keep Torah to yourself. Regardless of what's happening, keep the Masor of Torah going. Amrei Belezer says, Matino Kazet Sorakli Nak Bukhol Shah, just like a child, and there's no telling what point in the day he can want to nurse a young infant. Kakolodim should be sold so to any Jew. Sorakli Gabatora Bukhol Shah Shibayom. Like we said before, not to be Koveitim with Torah. Anytime you get a hunger, you should go and you should learn a little bit of Torah. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Yossi Ben Gezerah said, Kol Pitatai Abishin, all babble is bad. Pitatai Doraisa is Tavin, babble in Torah is good. So I saw one shot in this is that Purim Torah. To babble in Torah is a good thing, right? Because Purim Torah, even if it's babble, even if it's nonsensical, as long as it's in Torah, it's a good idea. Rabbi Chorsky, my chavrus, want to say this is referring to Drush. Drush is babble. But you're allowed to say Drush anyway. A rabbi can get up and say Drush in shul sermon. So despite the fact that it's Babel, so nonetheless the person can say it. Okay? Right. One could also say Chassidus Shavart, the same idea. Chassidus Shavart, it's not Emes Pshan Pasuk. It's never Pashup Pshan Pasuk. But it teaches you an idea. So as long as the idea is good, even if it doesn't exactly fit into the text, that's a Pitataya Darais, and that's good. Okay, similarly, Kol Kedvaya Bishin, all lies are bad.